This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In just a moment, we'll be joined by Keith Taylor, poet and writer here in Michigan. We're going to talk to him about his picks for local spring weather reads. But first, it's kind of hard to talk about spring without wondering just what is up with spring this year. It arrived March 20th. At least that's what the calendars told us. But I think it's safe to say most of us here in Michigan agree spring has been more than a little bit shy about making its presence known to us. Let's turn now to Dr. Jeff Masters, Director of Meteorology at Weather Underground, to get a reading on this moody, cranky spring. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's certainly been a slow show spring.
It has. You know, I'm just looking at the week ahead for Ann Arbor, printed off the forecast. So 67 for today's high, then a rainy 52 Wednesday, a rainy thunderstormy 71 on Thursday, and then back to 50 on Friday, and all through the weekend, maybe 50 for a high. What is up?
You didn't mention the fact that we're going to probably see some snow flurries on Saturday, and then it's going to be a hard freeze Sunday morning. And what's up is the jet stream has just been stuck in this very winter-like pattern. It's been unusually persistent. It's just had this long sort of bend to the south that's allowed all of this cold air from Canada to funnel southwards.
So it's the darn jet stream. Because I was wondering, was it just that we had a kind of a warped perspective from last year in March 2012 when we were actually looking at the 80s around Easter? Or this really is a colder later spring?
Yes, it really is. And March temperatures over the state of Michigan were in the coldest one-third of all Marches since the late 1800s. And last year, they were the record warmest. So wait a year and you get something completely different.
Well, in fact, is that, we talk about what's normal and what's not normal when it comes to our weather, but we're Michigan. Is there really a normal, or do we just take whatever Mother Nature dishes out and that's our normal bouncing around?
Certainly in the spring and in the fall, the Midwest weather has wild extremes, and Michigan being where it is, it tends to get some pretty crazy weather in the spring. But that being said, I've been a meteorologist 30 years and never seen the kind of wild swings in weather that we've experienced over the last 3 years.
That's interesting. The big question, I'm seeing it on Facebook, is, come on, Mother Nature, thanks a lot, spring. So what do you think, Jeff Masters, what's your outlook for the rest of spring, and when can we put these sweaters away?
We really don't have any skill making long-range weather predictions more than about 2 weeks in advance, so I'm hesitant to say when this is going to end. Certainly over the next 2 weeks, we expect below average temperatures. I don't see the jet stream, shifting out of this kind of stuck pattern it's been in. But it's got to happen eventually, right? I mean, summer does come. So I still think we got to be prepared for frosts in May this year.
Boy, oh boy. So keep that in mind when we're planting our flowers and putting those out in the yard. And I will just say, speaking personally, I'd still rather put a hoodie or a sweater on and have it be on the cool side than suffer through 95 and humid. Maybe it's just a middle-aged woman thing, but I'm not complaining as much as maybe some other folks are about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should be a little grateful that this is somewhat normalish weather for the Midwest and for Michigan. I mean, it beats last year having a week of 80 in March and having all the fruit trees bloom and then get frozen by the subsequent frosts, and it beats the kind of drought conditions we had last year, which helped the Great Lakes go to their record lowest level. So we should be a little bit grateful, I think, for some normalish cool weather.
We'll take it. Dr. Jeff Masters, Director of Meteorology at Weather Underground. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Cynthia.